Welcome back to Tune On Twice to the 36th episode. I'm Little D.
I'm Hayden.
And today we are going to be talking about Halo. Well, actually, Hayden is going to mostly be talking about Halo. I'm just going to like ask him one question about it, and then he's just going to explain all of it. And yeah, so this should be a cool episode. I've never done one of these episodes where like I would just let one of my friends talk about the game, but it's pretty cool that I came up with this idea. So let's get into this. Alright, so my first and last question for you, Hayden, is, so what do you do, in Halo? Like, what is it about?
So, in Halo, you play as the Master Chief, which is like a super soldier, and you're in like the middle of this war against aliens who are like attacking Earth and stuff. And, did I say Urk and not Earth?
Well, I don't know.
Either way, in the game, Halo is a first-person shooter where you venture to, like, different planets and stuff and try and save the galaxy from evil aliens and stuff.
Nice.
Also, shout-outs to Ben Plays Games because there's details in, like, one level that I didn't notice because I played it with the volume off, so I could listen to Harry Potter on tape. Yeah. And the Halo fandom for, you know, reminding me what happened. Also, this is about Halo Combat Evolved,
yeah,
which is the first Halo game.
He's just going to be using this website for the information.
Yeah, and some of my personal experience. So, really fast, Halo released on Xbox, like the original Xbox, and I think Mac. I'm pretty sure it was Mac. And if you played it on Mac, you got like a few special weapons. Like, I think one of them was like a flamethrower. And yeah, that doesn't mean anything.
Why do I say that?
I'm just gonna go into the missions and stuff. The first mission, there's 10 missions in total. The first mission is called the Pillar of Autumn, and the description from the wiki, or fandom, says, "Escape intact as Covenant forces board your ship." That was really, I didn't pronounce that good, but, yeah. Basically, the Pillar of Autumn is like the ship that you're in, and you get woken up as the Covenant, which are the evil aliens, are attacking your ship. You make your way over to the captain, dodging alien gunfire and stuff on the way. And once you make it to the captain, I think you get like a weapon or something,
mm-hmm,
and fight the aliens. Fun fact: this is like a secret in the This is just a secret, which I thought was kind of funny. You can, like, kill the captain, and all, like, the forces will go crazy. You have, like, a robot in your head that's kind of like Siri. She'll be like, "Master Chief, what the heck do you think you're doing?"
Wait, I have one question.
And then she'll, yeah?
So how long are usually, the missions?
I don't know.
How long does it take?
They take a bit, so, like, every mission should be, like, an hour too long, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, so that makes sense why there's 10. Because, like, I was wondering if they were, like, short or yeah, not. Because, like, usually Miles Morales... Shoot, I should not say that. Because... I'm not saying that's bad. Because there's, like,
yeah,
something special we have later. But in Miles Morales, there would be, like, more than 10 episodes. No, not more than 10 episodes. More than 10, like, missions and stuff. So you could do more things. So I was just wondering about that. You can continue.
So, yeah, if you kill the captain of the ship, the, robot in your head will be like, "Master Chief, what the heck do you think you're doing?" And then she'll, call, and then she'll be like, "Super soldiers," or something. Like, "Come in," or something. I don't know. I just realized I sounded, like, weird or something like that. But, I played this game a while ago, so, yeah. But there'll be, like, a bunch of soldiers coming in, and they'll shoot at you, and it's just, like, I think it might even be, like, impossible to complete the mission after, like, killing the captain. But, you'll just be running around, and there'll be all these, like, guys, shooting at you and stuff, which is kind of funny, because, like, the dialogue and stuff. Anyways, you're escaping the ship while, you know, Covenant forces try and attack you, and then you get to an escape pod, and it crashes on a nearby, Halo ring, which is what the entire game takes place on. A Halo ring. Why did I say that?
It's okay.
The second mission is called Halo, and the description on the fandom says, seek out surviving Marines and help them fight the Covenant. And basically, in this level, you're kind of exploring a little bit of the Halo ring, and you get to this one part where there's, like, a big structure, and, you kind of have to stay there and find, like, other, Marines and stuff that you were fighting with on the ship, like the survivors, and fight waves of Covenant with them. I can't really... Oh, yeah, now I remember. There's, I'm checking to see if this isn't the third mission.
Are you gonna go over the, all of the missions, or just, like, five? It doesn't matter.
I don't know. I'm gonna try and do most of them.
Alright.
But, yeah. And then after you fight the, I was about to say once you fight the survivors, once you fight the, Covenant, then there's, like, you get, like, a warthog, which is, like, a vehicle, and two of the Marines come with you, and you find, like, this pit, which says, like, the Cortana is what, like, basically the Siri in your, Apple I Halo Super Soldier helmet. That was not a funny joke, I'm sorry, but, I'm, like, Cortana says that, like, the pit or something was, like, man-made, and it wasn't there... just, you know, like, nature or something. But, so you go into the, like, cave with your warthog, jumping over, like, gaps and stuff. When you come across this room, which is, like, an alien base, and all of, like, the Covenant start, like, shooting at you and stuff, and you have to take them all out. There's, like, the secret pathway, which I had to look up a walkthrough for. Which, you'll find, like, a secret switch, which will activate, like, this bridge and take you to the other side of the other side of the base. I'm saying a lot.
Wait, that's okay. I say a lot in mine.
This is from memory. But, once you get to the other side, I forgot what happens, but some stuff happens. You fight more aliens, I think. I'm sorry if this isn't actually what happens in the game. I played it, like, a while ago, so I forgot most of the stuff that happened, but, you find some more aliens, and you get picked up by another, like, ship or something, and then in the next mission, which is called, let me see, The Truth and Reconciliation, I think that's how you say it, board a Covenant ship. An attempt to rescue Captain Keys, which is like the captain I was talking about, like, if you killed in the first level, everyone would go crazy on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in that level, it starts off kind of cool, I think. I'm pretty sure this is how it starts off. You're dropped into, like, this canyon, and you get, like, a sniper. Snipers are OP and insane, and you kind of snipe the... following, like, guards guarding the ship and board it. You explore the ship, fighting aliens that you come across, and then when you get to this chamber where they're holding everyone, Captain Keys is there, you rescue him, yay, and then you get off the ship and stuff, I think. Let me see here. The fourth mission is called The Silent Cartographer, which said, the description, search for the map room that will lead you to the secrets of Halo. And basically, the ship that took you from that nice cave and nature area picks you up from the spaceship and takes you to this island. You explore the island and until you find a room in the center of it, which will have like a map telling you what the secrets are, and like it says, sorry, I need to check again.
It's okay.
My memory stinks. That wasn't as funny as I thought it was gonna be, but like it says, will lead you to the secrets of Halo. And I know more stuff happens. You fight like a lot of aliens and stuff, and it introduces a new enemy in this. I haven't talked about the enemies at all, but it introduces a new enemy called Hunters, which are these big bulky alien dudes with giants like shields and like alien plasma rocket launcher things.
Mm-hmm.
And tip, the only way that I think you can get at these guys is when they charge at you and try to like smack you, you can sneak up and kill them with one bullet from your pistol. So, yeah, which I thought was kind of funny because there are these like big hulking dudes that are like giant. Yeah. And, which they're like guarding the entrance to the stuff in the center of the island, which has the map that will lead you to the secrets of Halo. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, the fifth mission. I'm cruising through these. It's called Assault on the Control Room, and it says defend the control room against a wave after wave of Covenant troops, which is kind of cool. This is what I remember. There's kind of like this.
Wait, is this the fourth or fifth?
I think like the fifth, maybe.
Nice.
I don't know. But it's kind of like cool because there's this big like snow fortress, and you're kind of like which I think has been taken over by Covenant, and you have to explore it and infiltrate it to get to, like, I think it was, like, the control room or something. Basically, make sure it's safe. And I remember having a lot of difficulty with this level because there was one certain part of it, I think when you're escaping, where there's a bunch of, you know, alien dudes, and they've got, like, vehicles and stuff. And, yeah, it was basically, since there's, like, so much, it's, like, really hard to get through. In the Master Chief Collection, I think they add, like, a certain tool which will show you, like, if you press a certain button, where you're supposed to go. Not in this. So I had to, like, look up a walkthrough again. And, oh, it's supposed to be in the deep, dark cavern or something. Well, boy, am I happy to go in there. I think you fight more aliens as you descend into it. And yeah, you get picked up by, like, another ship or something, and, yeah, I think, and for this next level, it's called 343 Guilty Spark. I don't know if this deserves a scary warning or something, but when I played this level, I had to have, embarrassing secret time. I had to have my dad play it for me, because once I got into, like, a certain part of it, there are these, kind of aliens, which I'll tell you in a sec what they are, but they're like terrifying. And I'm not gonna go into a gory detail about this, but they're kind of like zombies, I guess. They're gross. But yeah, you go into the swamp. Also, I don't know if I already gave this shout out at the start of this, but shout out to Ben Plays Games, because he said stuff that I didn't notice, because, like I said, I play with the volume off and didn't notice this stuff. But it's like Halo's like horror level or something. But basically, you go from nice, beautiful landscapes to alien ships to like a snowy fortress to a dark, creepy swamp which your ship has crash landed in. This level is called, according to fandom, 343 Guilty Spark, and it says, creep through a swamp to meet the only enemy, the Covenant Fear. And at the end of the assaults on the control room level, Cortana tells you to go and stop Keys from going to this place, because that's where the Flood hide, which is the alien that are like zombies. They're kind of like, so what they are, they're like parasites that in Halo, once they reach your spine, you'll get like possessed by them or something and become one of the Flood. I'm not going to go into detail about what they look like, but they're like nasty, really gross, and they're like really weird because they're like really big, like the Hunters, but they jump really high and are super fast.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really kind of like unnerving to see them. But when you're in the swamp walking along to the base where the Flood have been like, were sleeping for a billion years in a slumber. Yeah, they were sleeping and they were in a slumber, of
course.
That's
weird.
Yeah, but yeah, you're walking through the swamp and you find another ship that was crashed and an ominous thing from a radio, which I forgot what it said, but it said something which was ominous, because that's what this level is. And then you continue walking forward, and you see a Covenant ship, like a Covenant dropship, crashed, which, from what you've heard so far, or that has happened in the game, isn't like the Covenant to crash one of their ships. And then while you're going along, you see, like, the troops flailing, they're like, arms around, running around, and acting, like, terrified, which, makes you go, man, what must be here must be really scary. And then, I didn't notice this the first time, but thanks to,
are you looking at the name?
Yeah. Ben Plays Games.
Yeah, Ben Plays Games!
Thanks to his video, I noticed this. But while you're walking through, there'll be ominous shadows in the distance, which look like the Flood dudes, and you'll hear, like, noises, like, growling and grumbling and noises. And once you get to the base, I kind of forget what happens, but you get a cutscene. I skipped this cutscene because I knew about the Flood because I played the game before. Like, when I got into it, I was, like, 7. And because, so, backstory time. This is really kind of, like, not, sorted into categories good, I guess. But how I got into Halo was, me, my dad, and my brother went to GameStop and searched for new games. Yeah, my brother was knocking on the window, so. Hi, mice!
Always playing with Izzy.
I got into Halo when me, my brother, and my dad went to GameStop in search of finding new 360 games, because we just got, like, a 360 from a garage sale. My Nana showed up one day with a box, and we're like, ooh, what is it? That was Mason again. So my Nana showed up one day with a box, and we're like, ooh, what is it? And she opened it. It was an Xbox 360. And we were like, me and Mace were like, holy crap! And we were super excited about this. And my mom was like, where did you get this? And she was like, oh, I found it at a garage sale. And the games that came with it were all adult. It was like Fallout, GTA, like Rainbow Six or something. And I was like, woo, we gotta play adult games. When my mom gave me a Lego Movie the Game and said, you guys gotta play this until you find other games. And I was like, okay. so, once we got back from our search for games, a dude came out in the parking lot. This was great luck. He had a full thing of games and was like, hey, do you guys want this? And we're like, what? And he was like, yeah, I was about to turn these into GameStop because, like, I guess his son moved out or something and wanted to trade the games back. He gave the games to us, which one of them included Halo Combat Evolved, which was the game we were playing. And, yeah, so that's how we got into it. I stopped playing for, like, a couple years because my mom was watching me and my dad play. And we were getting close to the level with, like, the flood and stuff. And good thing she said this, but she said we had to stop playing it. And I was upset, but I knew the flood were a thing because it also came with Halo 4, and I played a bit of that, like the mini game where one of your friends was like a flood. I didn't know what they looked like, though. But there was me playing the game, like, now with this stupid grin on my face, all like, oh, I know what's coming, it's the flood. Not knowing what they looked like, and they were, like, very, spooky and gross looking. So once I got in, I saw what they looked like, and I was like, oh no, and it was just flood everywhere, pouring like out of the walls and stuff. They were everywhere, and it was horrifying. And then I had nightmares and asked my dad to play it, in which he got to the like sixth level called, let's see here, the library, and the description on the fandom says, fight your way through an ancient security facility in search of the index. And basically there's this like robot thing, and it guides you through a, and I quote, library. It's not an actual library, you can't get like comics or Harry Potter from it, but it's basically, like, research of the backstory of the Halo and where the Flood were, you know, having their a billion-year slumber. And you wake them up. And so they're coming out of the walls and vents. The game puts it, so you'll be turning a corner, you'll get a false sense of security, and then there'll be, like, a bunch. And then you'll fight them all, get into another sense of security, and then there'll be more. In this level, though, they introduced the shotgun, which is, like, the most powerful weapon, I think, in the game. And
it's really good. It's actually good.
For fighting the flood. And it, like, one-shots them. And they introduce new flood, which is, like, they're really weird. It's like an egg, but put meat on it. A meat egg.
Okay, that is the weirdest
and
thing I've
with
ever
legs,
heard.
And it'll waddle towards you. You can see, like, its nerves and stuff. It's really gross. And it'll burst open if you get too close, and it'll have, like, the parasites and stuff coming at you. It's very disgusting. I'm sorry I went into detail about that.
Aiden.
Yes? Mason?
Big D told me to tell you that you need to make some money from that podcast.
All right.
Okay, Hayden, continue.
Continuing.
How long will you be at this for?
I don't know. It's been 23 minutes and 2 seconds so far.
Just like 2 more minutes.
All right. Speeding things up, you get to the end of the library and search for the index, which turns out to be this giant laser that'll fire and destroy everything on the Halo ring except the flood, because apparently you can't kill the flood. You can only starve them, in which they'll go into, like, you know, a slumber again, and, yeah. They're having a lightsaber duel with Mason and Little D are having a lightsaber duel with
Okay, stop!
Anyway, fast-forwarding a couple missions. I'm gonna go, like, really fast now. But fast-forwarding a couple missions.
Do one more. Do one more, and then Mason.
Alright, so I'm just gonna do, like, the last two. I'm skipping one mission. It's called Keys. Stage, a one cyborg assault on a Covenant ship. Bring back the captain. Which basically is that Covenant ship from earlier that you were on where you had to rescue the captain. Except it has flood too, and it's, like, abandoned. Which is great. you're wandering through that, fighting, like, Flood and Covenant on your way, and then you find one of those giant egg things with keys in it, and the game tells you, punch the egg! And you're supposed to cut it open with a knife. I then paused the game, went to my mom and dad. Hey, Dad, can you do this part for me? It seems kind of scary. Oh, okay. Keys was out of the meat egg or something. And the reason Keys wasn't infected by Flood is because apparently the only one with armor who isn't a super soldier is immune to Flood. So
that is very
funny. Yeah. And so after, you know, that, it comes the final level called the Maw. And it says, destroy Halo before Halo destroys all life in the galaxy. Which, remember the robot I was telling you about earlier that leads you through the library? It's going through the abandoned Pillar of Autumn from that first level. And the Pillar of Autumn is abandoned now, and there's Flood and Covenant everywhere. And Covenant infected Flood everywhere. And, you go through it trying to find, like, the, I forgot what it was. It was, like, the...
Open up!
Engineer room or something, basically.
Professor Astro's playroom. New game or continuum?
Just continue.
Okay,
bro. Because you're gonna delete a project.
Mason, get out of here. Hayden's awesome.
Who cares? And so,
you care. Bro!
And so... you go to, like, the engine of it, and there's the robot saying he's gonna, destroy, you know, the Halo ring and everything on it, including you, the Master Chief, to, rid the Flood because, you know, the greater good. And so... You have to fight your way up to the engine room. I had, like, a lot of fun with this, I think. I was listening to James and the Giant Peach while doing this. So, yeah. And so I was exploring, you know.
What is it?
Remember, not to say, Hayden, don't say, so, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I am now going to get arrested for saying, so, yeah. Not really, don't worry.
No more Fortnite.
But, you go through the ship and shut off the laser. Well, I don't know if you shut it off, but, you know. You escape in time, and that's the end of Halo Combat Evolved. What do you have to say, Daniel, about that very long...
I have to say that was very rock-on.
Yeah, and very awfully, awfully worded explanation full of ums and so yes. Thank you.
Rock on. Thank you for listening to the Eternal Royale podcast. Please follow or subscribe on whatever platform you're using. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, then please leave me a 5-star review. You'll be featured in one of my episodes. Also, you can be featured in one of my episodes by sending me an email. You can give me some strategies for Fortnite or any other games even. And just some tips, some episode ideas, or just simply say hi and I'll feature you as long as you say something appropriate. I want to give a shout out to Hayden. He did an amazing job. I feel like you could do a podcast. Nemo, if you're listening to this, then I think we should get, Hayden a podcast. Well, like, no, woo! Not, well, like, we could, but that's in the future.
Woo!
I think he would be good at podcasting.
Also, I just want to say thank you, viewers, for, listening to that very drawn out and painful explanation. Of Halo Combat Evolved. I guess see ya in the next podcast or something, I guess.
Okay, before we go, I'm not sure if Hayden actually wants to do a podcast. But yeah, if he wants to, then Nemo, I think we should give him one. But although that's up to you.
I have a, I, It'd be a Dungeons and Dragons one, because I'm a nerd.
Or you could just do, like, any game, but that's, like, other ideas. But, yeah, thank you for listening to this episode. Peace, and rock on!
Rock on!